the bottom, Chaf Gimel Beis, around 12 lines up, it looks. Yosef Ahu Mirabanan Kamid Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani, one of the Talmid Chachamim were sitting in front of Rabbi Shmuel. The Yosef Akamar said the following, Mishmei Rabbi Yishuv Ben Levi. Nine L'chol Yisurim Shabbatara, D'chihechi D'asurim V'achilu, H'achinami B'asurim V'hanah. How do you know that any time where it says there's something's Asur V'achilu, there's also an Isur Hanah? Umay knew after the two previous daf, mind you, the only two really come out to be Chamesh Pesach for sure in Iskal. How do you know that those two are not only Aser Bachila but also Aser Bana? Minay. Tepiglei mi lo ye'achel. So maybe from the words that Chizkiel learned, lo ye'achel, didn't say lo yochal, lo ye'achel, tells us that not only is it Aser Bachila, also Aser Bana. So they answer, no, lo ye'achel Iser Hano, Achila Mashmele, Iser Hano lo Mashmele. They don't agree with Chizkiel. They argue and say, no, lo ye'achel implies only Iser Achila. There's no indication of Iser Hano. So that can't be the source. Maybe typically in Minavela. May learn from Minavela that Meir held that in Minavela everything's mutter b'hana, that you could give and sell to a ger or give and sell to a goy. The fact that Dafka by Minavela says you're allowed to do these things implies that everywhere else in the Torah it's aser b'hana. More so now, suffer like Rabbi Yehuda, damar devarim kichsavim. No, they hold like Rabbi Yehuda, not like Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda, who said by Minavela, the only thing that's permitted is giving to a ger and selling to a goy. But the other way around isn't necessarily permitted. And it's not permitted, rather. And therefore, we don't see all hanas are permitted by Nevela. So you can't make any inferences to the rest of Kol Tarkuha. So they hold like Rabbi Yehuda. So Nevela cannot serve as a source that all Yisurim B'Torah is also Aser B'Hana. So Yisav like Rabbi Yehuda, if they hold like Rabbi Yehuda, so Tepik Leib Mehecha Tanafka Rabbi Yehuda. So then learn from where Rabbi Yehuda learns it from, that other Yisuri Achila are Aser B'Hana, which is Milikelev Tashichun Oso. That you should throw the trefa, you throw the trefas to the dog, you get hana from a trefa, which implies all other Isurei Torah, all other Isurei Achila Minatorah, you cannot throw to the dogs, you cannot give to the, you cannot get hana from. Says the Gemara, no, because they hold, Kasav Achulin Shanishcha Tu Be'azara Der Aisa. They hold, no, you need a pasuk of Kel Tashichun to exclude Chulin Shanishcha Be'azara. They think it's Der Aisa. So only trefa you're allowed to throw to a dog. You can't throw Chulin Shanishcha to Be'azara. So all the previous pasukim that we've mentioned that served as a source of Hana cannot serve for this particular, for Hahu Mirabanan who sat in front of Rabbi Shmuel. So where is the source? All three sources were just knocked out. What's the source? What's now? We need a fourth source to tell us that Chol Yisurim Shevetorah, Aser B'Achila is also Aser B'Na. So says the Gemara Minayin. Dechsiv Kol Chatas Asher Yuva Midama. So any Chatas that the blood was brought. Continuation of the pasuk is El Olamoid. Lechaper Pakodesh Lo Se'achel Be'esh Tisarev. If a Chatas, the blood was brought in the Olamoid to bring to a Kapara, you don't eat, rather you burn. So what's this referring to? So Rashi tells us three lines from the bottom. Five lines from the bottom. He says, Kol chatas ha-shayuva bin daba. You bring the blood deep inside. You bring it into the heichal, into the place where it shouldn't be going. Lam b'chatas ha-pnimius shuva damam kimitzvasim. It's not referring to chatas pnimius. There are two types of chatos. Certain chatos, which were brought pnimius, which were brought into the heichal, which are supposed to be sprinkled on the parochas, and then sprinkled on the mizbeach ha-ktars, the inner mizbeach. We're not referring to that type of chatas here. Because that already lifnim ksiv to ha behedya ksiv. That's an explicit pasuk that tells us par koin mashiach ve'elam tabar shreifasun mechus l'machana. We already have a pasuk talking about chatas penimius. Elo l'lameid ha-chatas ha-chitzona, which is a normal chatas that we know that's brought in the outer mizbeach, to im hichnis damal lifnim psula. If you were bring that dam into the heicha where it shouldn't be going, you bring it too inside, too further inside the base of Mikdash, that's not going to be a problem. That will be a problem. That's possible. So the pasuk tells us you burn that. Okay, so the Gemara says now, after bringing that pasuk, Shein tamalomer be'esh tisarev, ma tamalomer be'esh tisarev, you didn't need to say the word tisarev because it already says it's asucha eat. So if you can't eat it, then maybe you're allowed to burn it. Why do you have to say burn it also? So the Gemara says, Im'enu inin legufo, if you don't need it for the pasuk itself, of chatas pinimus, because we already, chatas chitzona, because we already established that it's possible, and if it's possible, you can't eat it. So why do you have to say burn it also? So dichsiv ba'al hainei ha-sarif, it says elsewhere, talking about this chatas, that one's supposed to burn it. This is in the context with Aaron, when Aaron on the day his sons got killed, not even of you, so he didn't eat the carbon. And Moshe said, why didn't you eat the carbon? What was going on? So maybe you burned it. So we learn from that pasuk, without getting too much in detail, that you're supposed to burn a chatas that becomes a pasuk. So we already know elsewhere that you're supposed to burn a chatas. So So why does it mention a burning here as well? So it must be Tineu in Kol Yisroel Shomer Torah. We have to take this pasuk and apply it elsewhere, a midah that the Torah uses all the time. If it's not needed for the pasuk itself, then you apply it to a different pasuk. Now we're applying to all other places in the Torah that there's an Isra Achila. Well, v'im eino inin l'achila, if you don't need to tell me there's Asr b'achila, because now we're applying it to places like Chamech, where it says there's already an Isra Achila. So you don't have to tell me additional that there's an Isra Achila, because the pasuk already tells me Chamech you can't eat in Achila. So if eino inin l'achila, t'neu inin l'isra na. So what we're saying is, let's apply this to Shor Nizka. Let's apply this to Chamech and say that there's an Isra Hana to those places. That's the source. Again, we found an extra pasuk telling me to burn something, and we can't apply it to the pasuk itself because it's unnecessary, so we're applying it to chametz and shor niskal, that those things...
Why would we go from burning to achila, I understand?
From burning to achila. Because the fact that you burn...
Burning is getting rid of it. I mean, it's basically the hana part of the chatas. Achila is not the hana part.
Right, but if you learn that you have to burn it, mimela, you know there's isra achila. Why would they advise you to burn it if you could better off eat it or get hana from it?
Okay. And we're saying that what, since we know achila, we go, can you do like that? Can you go twice?
I guess that was something
and
that...
And
right.
Can you learn from kochim can you learn the Israel of kochim to things that are chulin?
Where it gets limited, if I remember correctly, it comes to a hekesh. A hekesh is a discussion whether or not you could apply kachim and chulin and vice versa, depending on where you're learning from. If the chulin is learning from or the kachim, there's a discussion. We'll get to kachim. In Seder kachim, we'll eventually get to Mir Tashem. But that's where it comes up. By a hekesh, it might be limited.
Also, now this Gemara is an additional source of...
Yeah.
What's the maskana of yesterday's Gemara that we learned from what the whole... The
so yesterday's Gemara, that ended up being, in terms of the question, there are two questions that we spoke
they
of.
They said that the Kuli Alma, they started saying that both...
Right. So that was Machok between Chizk and Rabbi Abohu,
right,
whether Lo Yochal implies both,
right,
or not. And they said, at the end of the day, they seem to agree...
On everything.
In Afkamina, there's one Afkamina, Chulun Shanishka Tubazara, whether it's their ice or their bonnet.
Right.
But in the question of what's the source, we saw three sources beforehand. Now, this particular discussion, for some reason, as the Gemara told us, those three sources don't work. He doesn't hold this way. So he has to learn somehow that Chametz is Asr B'Hana.
Who's he?
So that's the Gemara says...
Because we learned the main passage is from Nevela, that it says, according not to Rabbi Yehuda, according to one who says that Devarim lo k'ktavam, right?
Right, according to Rabbi Bohu, in the opinion of Rabbi Meir,
right,
where Dvarim is Shelo,
right,
the source is Nevela.
Right.
So again, Chizkiya says the source is Lo Yeachel.
Right, correct.
Rabbi Bohu with Rabbi Meir says Nevela. Rabbi Bohu with Rabbi Yehuda says Bekel Tashtichon. Those three were all knocked out from this Talmud Chacham, this certain Rabbanon who was sitting in front of Rabbi Shmuel who had this discussion. Those three didn't work for him, as we already
said. Only for him, but from them,
exactly.
For them they stay.
Exactly,
okay,
just for this whole discussion,
okay,
just for this particular Rabbanon, right. So the fourth source, he needs another source, that's based on this positive Eino Inyan.
Now this one, okay.
Yeah, this double Eino Inyan, this extra word Sreifa tells me that other Yisurim Batar, Yisur Achila, are also Asr B'Hana.
It's interesting that he finds this more acceptable than the other, right?
Right.
It's true. Which are like really...
But seems like he's the only one.
Yeah.
So the Gemara says, once we use this positive of Sreifa as the source of Isr Hana elsewhere, the Gemara two lines down asks, Imakan B'Sreifa, Av Kol Yisurim Shibatar B'Sreifa. So if this serves as a source, and use the lashon of sreifa, so we should learn as follows. Just like this chatas needs a sreifa, and the pasuk we're talking about sreifa, all other yisurim should require sreifa, mainly chametz should require sreifa, and the shor haniskal should require sreifa. So meaning, after you've stolen the shor, you should burn the sreifa, burn the shor. So that seems to not be the halacha. So Amar Kura, no, you don't have to apply sreifa elsewhere, b'kodesh b'eis tisarif. But kodesh b'sreifa v'ein kol yisurim shabatora b'sreifa. Now we have another pasuk that tells us only kachim requires sreifa. Non-kachim, in our case, shor nishka and chametz, do not require sreifa. So even though sreifa serves as a source of isra hana, we don't have to make it exactly identical to the source. So Gemara says, you can't use the word b'kodesh tisareif, b'kodesh b'eis tisareif to exclude chulun. V'hai b'kodesh b'eis tisareif l'hochi hudasa. Is it needed really for this pasuk to exclude chulun? The haimi bailei lichad Rabbi Shimon. You need it for a different halacha. The halacha Rabbi Shimon. Ditanya Rabbi Shimon Omer. But kodesh be'ez tisarif. What is the pasuk coming to teach me? Li made al chatas shesor finoso be'kodesh. that you're supposed to burn a chatas. Because this pasuk talks about a chatas, that you're supposed to burn a chatas in Kodesh, in the Azara somewhere. Ein li ela zu bilvad. I only know the carbon chatas. What about other psulei kachim kachim, vamuri kachim kalim? What about mincha and any other zevach? What about kachim kalim, meaning shlomim, and the parts of the shlomim that are supposed to go into mizbech, right? Shlomim split up to three people. Shlomim gets a kohen, eats a certain part, the baal gets a certain part, and the mizbech eats a certain part. So what about the kachim kalim, the emurim that go into mizbech? How do I know if those things get pasul, you have to burn them only in kodesh? I only know chatas. Minayin, tamalomar, v'chol, v'kodesh, v'es tisarif. The extra word, v'chol, all kachim requires shreifa. So we see that this pasuk, b'chol kodesh, v'es tisarif, doesn't come to teach me that you don't apply shreifa to chulin. It comes to tell me that all kachim require shreifa. Lav got not only chatas, but all kachim. It's coming to include something, not to exclude something. So then you would think, if this pasuk of Tisarif, which we said before, is going to include all chulin that are asur b'nara, are going to be asur b'nara, maybe you should say it's a requirement of Sreifa. So the Gemara says you're right. That pasuk we just brought is not the fourth source of Isra Hana. Amalei Rabbi Yonasan, so Rabbi Yonasan says, Amalei Rabbi Yonasan, Rabbi Yonasan, mehaikra kamarla. He had another pasuk as the source for Isra Hana. Vim yivaser mibaser hameluim min alechem ad boker. If no sar was left over at night, so what are you supposed to do? Shein tamalomar lo yochal. Doesn't need to say lo yochal. Unnecessary. Lo yachal, rather, the pasuk is. Don't say the word lo yachal. Ma tamalomar lo yachal. Why does it say it? Because im eno inin legufa, you don't need it for the pasuk no sar itself to tell me lo yachal. The hoksiv viserafshas an osar ba'ish. The pasuk tells me to burn it. Once a pasuk tells me you're supposed to burn nosar, I mean, mainly you know you're not allowed to eat it. So once you know you burn it, why does the pasuk say lo yachel? So you don't need it for nosar itself. So therefore, tineu inyan l'shar isurim shabbatorah. So take the word pasuk lo yachel and apply it to other isurim shabbatorah. Well, v'meino inyan l'achila, if we're applying to other isurim achila b'ana, you don't need to tell me that chametz is asur b'achila. Pasuk already tells me. So therefore, tineu inyan l'isur hana. So take this pasuk lo yachel in the context of nosar. You don't need to tell me nosar. Apply it to chametz. Chametz doesn't need to tell me there's isur achila because chametz already is asur b'achila. So we're going to say apply it to saying there's isur hana to Pesach as well. So this is the other source, the pasuk by nosar. This is the fourth source. So Gemara says if this serves as a source, ima kan b'sreifa akol isurim shabbatorah b'sreifa. If this pasuk says sreifa and you're applying it to elsewhere, so you should say chametz and shor niskal all require sreifa, but that's not the case. Gemara says no. Omar kra misarafta es a nosar nosar b'sreifa of ein kol isurim shabbatorah b'sreifa. Nosar does not require only nosar requires sreifa. Elsewhere does not require sreifa. So therefore, you don't apply sreifa elsewhere. All you do is apply in isur hana elsewhere. The Gemara says, "V'hai lo yechil l'hachyudasa." Can you really? Is this word, these words, lo yechil? Is it really available to apply to other yisurim shabbatorah? Haimi b'ayla, you need it for the following. The Rabbi Elazar, the Amar Rabbi Elazar, lo yechil ki kodeshu kol shabbat kodesh pasul ba kasa litein lo sasa alachilasa. Any kachim that becomes pasul, there is now a lav. This is the source. This serves as a lav that you cannot eat such a item. Not to teach me that other areas of the Torah, other Yisur Echil Torah are also Asur Bar Nam. It comes to teach me that every Psul Kachim is going to be Asur Bar Achila based on this Pasuk. Because again, the Pasuk Lo Yechil is unnecessary for Nosar. Because once you burn Nosar in the middle, you can't eat it. So Lo Yechil, we're taking it, let's apply it to other Kachim that is an Isur to eat any Pasul Shabbat Kachim. So that Pasuk doesn't work either. So rather, Amar Abaye, Liyolo Mikro Kama. Really learn from the very first Pasuk. The ipuch, and let's switch around. The first pasuk we said was we used bekodesh beish tisarif, v'delichtov beish tisarif. Maybe the pasuk should only say this is talking about a chatas that becomes pasul, a chatas that becomes pasul. Maybe it should only say beish tisarif, burn it. V'lo bay lo seachel, you don't need to say lo seachel because once you have to burn it, you know you can't eat it. Ma tam lomar lo yeah lo sochal. If you don't need it for the case of chatas that became possible in itself, we learn from Rebbe Elazar, which tells us, Rebbe Elazar told us before, that a different pasuk, Lo Yechel, told me that all kachim that become possible are asur b'achila. So once you know from that other source of Rebbe Elazar that a chatas you can't eat, so why does the pasuk have to say Lo Yechel in the context of chatas itself? We already know it generically that you can't eat it. So therefore, Tineu inin l'chol yisurim shabbat Torah. So take the pasuk of lo lo sochal by chatas, since you don't need it now, and apply it elsewhere. V'meinu inyan la'achila. When you apply it elsewhere, you don't need to tell me there's an iser achila because it already said, pasuk already says you can't eat chametz, you can't eat shor niskal. Therefore, t'neu inyan iser hana. Therefore, take this pasuk and say chametz and shor niskal. In addition to the iser achila, which the pasuk tells us already, this new pasuk tells us that there's an iser hana as well. Mara says, if this pasuk serves as a source of Isra'na, see ma kan v'seifa, if there, here, the case through the source is about seifa, af kol yisurim shabbatorah b'seifa. When we're applying it elsewhere, maybe the other places, namely chametz and shor niskal, should also have a chi of seifa. So Amar Kra, the pasuk says, hanoser b'seifa v'ein kol yisurim shabbatorah b'seifa. We have another pasuk that says only noser requires seifa, elsewhere doesn't. Okay, I know it's very confusing. A lot of psukim going back and forth, trying to do the best we can.
But if you have this, you still have an extra pasuk, right, or no?
Which I don't think we have an extra pasuk right now.
Because it's two psukim for Sreifa, no?
Two psukim for Sreifa?
Or this is just telling you that the others don't get burned.
Exactly, just okay. The others do not, right.
Right.
So the Gemara says, Amar lei repapula baya. Ve'emel yichude le'lav l'gufe hudasa. Maybe the reason for the extra lo socha is coming to give you actual love. The E midirabulazar ain't lokana love shukos. What went on there? How did we say in the context of chatas, the first pasuk we brought, we said there's an extra word lo yachel. That pasuk is extra. Why is it extra? Because we learned from Rebbe Lazar this general love that applies to all chatas that became possible. Right? In the context of nosar, we had an extra pasuk. There's two pasukim now. There's nosar and there's chatas. Nosar, it said you have to have sreifa, you have to burn it. Once it's burning, you don't have to tell me anything about lo yechel. So pasuk lo yechel is extra. So Rebbe Lazar said, so don't apply it to nosar, apply it to the rest of kachim. Any kachim that becomes possible, there's an iser lav. And once we establish that, we look at chatas. So chatas says also, in itself, it says you can't eat chatas. Why does it have to say you can't eat chatas? We already have this generic pasuk by nosar that you can't eat any. So that's why lo yechel by chatas was extra. We use that as the source to apply to other Yisurim Shabbatorah, that there's also Isra Hana. The Gemara says, why do you have to do that? Maybe the pasuk by Chatas, you're right, it's extra, but from Rebbe Lazar, it's a Lav Shabbakalos. A Lav Shabbakalos is where there's a Lav that applies generically, you can't give Malkos for a Lav Shabbakalos. The reason why the pasuk repeats Lo Yechel in the context of Chatas, to say, there's going to be Malkos if you eat this Chatas. Any other kachim that become pasul, there's no Malkos, there's a Lav, but there's no Malkos, because the concept of Lav Shabbakalos, the law that applies generally, you don't apply malchus. It said specifically by chatas, there's also leyechel. There's a specific law for chatas in addition to the law of shabbakalos. There's also a specific law by chatas that you would get malchus for eating a chatas that was possible. So let's read this again. Amr le rav papa labayim. Ve'ema liyuchude le'lav, to specify, to single out, le'lav legufe, to the pasuk of chatas. That's the reason why it comes. And it's not available to apply elsewhere to other Yisurim Shabbatorah that they're asur bana. Why? Because the imid Rebbe Lazar, if you had Rebbe Lazar's idea that there's a lav, it's still ain't logan a lav shabbakalos. You wouldn't get malchus for eating a chatas that became pasul. That's why the pasuk said there's a special lav, a lo yechel by a chatas that became pasul, to give you malchus in addition to just stam a lav. Okay, so that's all those psukim. That's nosar, that's chatas, so we're not comfortable with that being as a source of an iser hana in the rest of the Torah. So Ella finally comes along, Amar Rav Papa Mehaka. Here is the source. This is the fourth source that we've been looking for Isser Hana, B'chol HaTorah Kula. V'habasa sheyiga b'chol tamei, lo ye'achel, right, lo ye'achel b'esh yisareif. So any basa that comes into contact that becomes tamei, you can eat and you have to burn it. Shein tamei lomar lo ye'achel. Doesn't need to say lo ye'achel. Ma tamei lomar lo ye'achel. Why does it say lo ye'achel here? If you don't need it for the pasuk itself, why don't you need it for the pasuk itself? The nafkli mekal v'chomer. You have a kal v'chomer to teach me that you can't eat kachin that became tower. What's the kal v'chomer? Mi maiser hakal. Maiser hakal amr Torah lo biarti mi menu b'tami. Right, by maiser sheni, when you go up to Yerushalayim with the maiser, you testify that I never burned it b'tami, I didn't burn it, meaning I kept the tower. There's a lab. We learn from the source, the Gemara tells us elsewhere, and lo biarti mimenu b'tamei tells me there's a lav to eat it when it's in the state of tumah, and that's more lenient, the case of meiser. Baser kodesh, which a kachin which is a higher level than meiser sheni, lo kolshu, is it not even more so that you should not be able to, there's an iser to eat kachin? So therefore, since you learn the iser achila through its kal v'chomer, when the pasuk says lo ye'achal dafka b'aykachim, that seems to be extra. It's now available to learn elsewhere. The Gemara stops for a second. Could you really learn a kal v'chomer from Ma'aser Sheni? Mechitema ein masir min adin. Maybe you're going to tell me you can't learn asharas from adin. You can't learn einon shem adin's one halacha, but you also ein masir min adin. You cannot derive an azhara, a warning, a lav, through a kal v'chomer. The Gemara says it's not a kal v'chomer, rather a hekesh hu dichsev. It's really a hekesh that's being learned. But what's it? It's not a kal v'chomer. It's a hekesh dichsev. Lo sucha le'echol b'sharecha. You can't eat in your gates. Ma'is de goncha tiroshcha v'yitzarecha b'choros. You have ma'is there. You have b'choros b'karcha. You have in the very same pasuk. You have ma'is sheni and you have v'kachim. So it's through this hekesh that we learn. Just like ma'is sheni, there's a lav to eat it when it's tameh. So through kachim, there's a lav to eat it when it's tameh.
Sure.
Oh, that sends you to the Rabbi Akiva Eger, the Gilyan Ashas on the side. He makes a comment there, refers to the Gemara.
Wait, why don't they use the word sprefa to tell us that you can't eat it? We've been doing that so far. Why don't we do that again? Because we implied that if it says sprefa, then you obviously can't eat it.
Right, so I'm not sure. Yeah, I don't know.
Or maybe they want the actual word for sreifa to use for something else. I don't know.
Maybe they need it for something else, and therefore you can't derive it in a shachil. Maybe. So now that we have this hekesh connecting ma'is hasheni to kachin, that ma'is hasheni there's an issur to eat it while in the state of tumah. Yimelo, you can't eat kachin while in the state of tumah. So once we establish that, so mal tama lomer lo yechel. So why does it say lo yechel in the context of kachin? It seems to be unnecessary. Says the Gemara, imenu inin legufo. You're right. You don't need it to teach me anything about tummy kachin in the first place. Apply to the other Yisurim Sheva Torah. But the other Yisurim Sheva Torah already tells me explicitly there's an Isra Achila, so you don't need to tell me other Yisurim have an Isra Achila, so it must be Tineu Inu Lehana. It tells me that you can't Kana either. Now, if this source we're using right now, this very pasuk, tells me in the context of Sreifa, maybe Af Kol Yisurim Sheva Torah V'Sreifa, maybe when you're applying it elsewhere to Shor Niskal and Chametz, you would require Sreifa as well. Amakor Hanosar. We're using that pasuk we keep going back to, that only noser requires sreifa to the exclusion of other items. So this is the final source for the fourth source, not an easy, not a pashut source, but this is the fourth source that there's an isra hanal shepkol Torah kula. So Gemara says now, Amar le'ei Ravina, the Ravashi, v'eima labor lav b'shnei lavim. Why don't you just say, the reason for the repetition is to give two lavim. They keep saying, you don't need to teach me le'yachel because it already has le'yachel from elsewhere, so what? So you have two lavim. Don't we have the following concept? Lav mi'amar bai, does a bai not say the following? Achel potisa, you eat a type of sheretz. This is a sheretz that goes in the water. Loka arba, you get four sets of lashes for eating. So you have four, let alone two, you have four. And that's to eat a nimla, a type of ant that goes on the ground. So loka chamesh, you get five lashes. And then, Sira, you eat a hornet or something that flies, locus shesh, you get six sets of lashes. So why don't we just say here, why are you saying the pasuk of lo yechel is available? Say lo yechel, teach me, you get a second set of lashes, just like Abai says, by each of these shrotzim, you get four, five, or six. Amalei, kol heicha de'ikol emidresh, darshinan v'lo mokmin v'lav yisera. Whenever you can, we try the best not to say, okay, it seems like a cop-out, you get double lashes, you get triple lashes. We try to make a drasha if possible. It's only when we really, really get stuck, nothing else to do, we say, okay, it must be there to tell us you get double sets of lashes. Since here there's an ability to use this pasuk for something else to teach me that the rest of the Torah has the isra na attached to it as well, we don't want to fall back and say, oh, you get two sets of lashes. So now we brought the pasuk of Abasar Shayiga B'chol Tameh as the final source, final and fourth source of an Isra Na. The Gemara wants to analyze it for a few lines, two parts of this pasuk. So the pasuk, the Gemara, three lines down, says as follows: Amar Abasar Shayiga B'chol Tameh Lo Yechel Dereisha Lamed. What's the beginning? The pasuk telling us the Reisha here, the Habasar. What's it coming to teach us? So Rashi just explains Habasar. This is three narrow lines down. Habasar Lamali Hashad Amris Kra. Also, once we say the pasuk is not needed for the pasuk itself, we're applying it elsewhere. I understand that pasuk lo yechel is teaching me elsewhere. However, habaser lamli, what's the word habaser coming to teach you? This whole pasuk is extra. So let's analyze each part of the pasuk. What's habaser? So says the Gemara, lirabos eitzim levona, to come to include something we mentioned already in the past, to include other types of items. Which are not going to actually be kachim, things that are going to be eat, but still, nonetheless, they're going to be included in this halacha, that even though they're not achila, they are still subject to becoming tameh. That's what it includes. And what about kol tahor yochal basar? Kol tahor yochal basar the seif alamli. What's that end of the pasuk telling me? That anything tahor you're allowed to eat. The rabbos emurin to include emurin, which are the items that go on the mizbeach. What's it going to include? That if they become tamei and someone tahor eats them, you violate two lavim. One thing you violate is, let's say, a kohen who eats it. He violates a kohen can't eat emurim. Emurim go on the mizbech. So a kohen who eats emurim that are supposed to go on the mizbech violates the iser like a zar. And secondly, he also violates an iser of eating something that was tamei. Even though the basar is something he wouldn't have eaten anyways, he's going to get a violation of eating basar that's tamei. So this comes to include that even emurim, which are not designated for man to eat, even emurim, if a man were to eat them, when they're tamei, he's going to get an additional iser tuma. That's what comes to include.
What are we saying emurim?
Emurin are the limbs fats. Of the animal that go on to limbs and fats that go on to the mizbeach.
So not the basar itself, you're saying?
Well, there is basar there also.
But certain, it's not the main...
It's not what goes to the baal or the kohen to eat. Things that are adopted to the mizbeach. So once it's designated for the mizbeach, you might think if he eats it, he shouldn't get a lab because it wasn't roi for him to eat in the first place. It was supposed to go to the mizbeach. Comes to Kamash Shalom that even the emurim, which don't normally go to the kohen or to the baal, he will violate an issur of eating them in the state of tumah.
Because it's still part of the main...
Not because still part, it's just a special extra pasuk comes to include it. Exactly. So now the Gemara says, Mehasim Nafka? Mehasim Nafka, to learn elsewhere. This isn't the pasuk to include Emurin, it's learned from elsewhere. The pasuk says, the Tanya, the rabbi says, Hey, Emurin. That pasuk comes to include if someone eats it, Shlomim Tame. Even if you eat Emurin, you're going to violate Isra Tuma. The Gemara says, no. Hasam Tumas Haguf Bekares. Hacha tumas basar bilav. Now there is when the actual basar becomes tuma, and the person himself is tahor. That's talking about you get a kares for eating something a tame. Here, our case we're talking about is where the basar is tame, but the person is tahor. The first case is the other way around. First case is where the person is tame buguf. The kohen is tame buguf, and if he eats it, then he gets kares. Our case is where the basar becomes tame, the person is tahor. So two different cases, depending, one's the case of where the basar is tame, one's the case where the person is tame.
Our pasuk is the basar asher yigavachol tame.
Let's see how Rashi says this.
What did he say?
Our pasuk seems the opposite. It seems that the basar is tahor and it's touching something that's tame.
Right, you're right, exactly. Our pasuk is where the basar is tame and someone tahor eats it. And the other pasuk, whereas the person himself is tamei, and he eats something tahor.
Right.
Okay. Right. Of course, the hasam there, the pasuk we bring elsewhere is tumas guf, the person is tamei, and he ate something tahor. Here, our case we're dealing with is tumas basar balav, where the basar is tamei, and you would eat it, you only get a laf. Okay. Now the Gemara goes on to a different topic. New stuff now. Something related talks about isurim, but new stuff. Amar Rabbi Bohu. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Kol Yisurim Shebetorah Ein Lokin Alein El Derech Achilasam. When it comes to all Yisurim that come eating, Yisur Achila, you only violate the Isra if you do it the normal way of eating. Lemu'ute Mai, what's that coming to exclude? To exclude Amar Rav Simi Bar Ashi Lemu'ute Sheim Achal Chelev Chai Shepat. If you eat Chelev Chai, raw fats, which are not edible, if you were to eat that, even though Chelev is Asher Bachila, but if you eat it in the state of being raw, you're not violating the Isra Deraisa because you have to dafk eat it Derech Achilasam. That's the first way Boaz was presented. However, there's an ikadami, Amir Bohu, Amir Biochanan, Hakol Yisurin Shabbatorah, Ein Lokin Alein Eladerech Hanaasa. No, only if you eat it or deal with it in the normal way the Hanaas has gotten from it. Lemute Mai, what's that coming to exclude? Amir Simi Barashi, Lemute Shim Hiniah, Chelev Shal Shor Haniskal, Al Gavi Makasal Shupater. If you were to take fats of the Shor Haniskal and you place it on a wound to heal it, that's not quite normal. The normal way to do chela, Rashi says, is to use it to smear on a body or to use it as a fire, to light something. This is not the normal way. So such a thing would not be chayv deraisa. So kol shekein ochel chelev chay shupater. Certainly, if you were to eat raw fats, that also would be not the violation of min hatara.
According to the second, kol yisur mishabat Torah in lokim alem ela derech hanatam. Does that mean that kol sheken achila also in every case? Meaning that for sure, if you're not oichel something derech achila, your body.
Yeah, the second ikadamer. Yeah, the second way. That's right. A kol sheken, right?
And is that the case? Let's say you eat if you eat a treifa that's raw. You're not chayav. Let's say.
It seems that way, based on this Gemara and based on the way we paskin. I don't know for sure like what the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch paskin like, but I would assume based on this Gemara, it sounds like this is the halacha l'maisa. Yeah, and it would be still an issa derabanan, I would imagine, but you wouldn't get malchus on it.
Midiraisa,
you would not get malchus on this. Exactly.
That's only if you this ikudami, right?
Both of them say it's achila. It's both. The only question is whether shalob derech hanasan is going to be patur min haTorah or not. The second Ikedamri says, if you get something shalob derech hanasan, you won't get malchus. That's only the second Ikedamri. The first one seems to imply that if you were to do something shalob derech hanasan, you would still get malchus. That seems to be the implication. So the Gemara says further, Itmar Nami was also stated, Amar v'acha bar avya, Amar rav asi, Amar v'yochanan hiniyach chelev shel shor aniskal agavi malchus. So if you were to place these fats on a cut, potter, because that's the klal, you have to do it in the normal way of hana, not something abnormal. And further, going along these lines, Amr Bezerah Af Anami Tanina, we also learn a Mishnah which teaches the same halacha that it has to be derech hanasan. What's the Mishnah? Ein sofkin es harboim mishum arla, el al hayotim en azeisim en menanavim bilvad. You only get malchus for having juice from saying the arla tree, the first 3 years of planting a fruit tree, you can't get hana, you can't get achila from it. That's first 3 years is called arla. So, but you only get malchus for drinking the fruit juices of that of olive oil and wine, grape juice. Ve'ilu, however, mitusim, te'enim, rimonim, against to certain berries and figs and pomegranates. No, you wouldn't get. You have pomegranate juice from an arla tree. You would not get malchus for it. My time. What's the reason why? La mishum de lokachel aderech hanasam, because it wasn't normal to drink pomegranate juice and strawberry juice. Those things weren't normal. It wasn't derech hanasam.
And wine and that's what you have it for.
Exactly, wine and olive oil is exactly.
That's the
So these things were abnormal. They're shalot derech hanasam, the pomegranate juice. That's why you don't get malchus. So we see this is another proof in a Mishnah that it has to be derech hanasan. The Gemara says, Amr lei bishma yashmin in pri gufa de lo ka'achalei derech hanasan shapir. If you're talking about the actual fruit, not the juices, the fruit itself, and you were saying you were eating a fruit that wasn't normally eaten. I don't know an example, but let's say you ate a fruit, let's say there's this slaf tree, if you remember back from Gemara Brachas. Slaf tree had all these different fruits that grow, and certain of the fruits were not so edible. They're used for other purposes. So let's say you ate the fruit itself, shalob derech hanasan, that would bring a proof that you don't get lashes on those things. That would be a proof that has to be derech hanasan. But in this case, elahacha mishum dezei ba'almahi. Here, it's not because you're not doing derech hana, it's that when you extract the pomegranate juice, you extract the strawberry juice, that's not even called juice. Nothing to talk about. It's not how you got hana from it. The actual chefta is not a mashke. It's zeya ba'alma. It's just sweat. It's just whatever you want to call it. But it's not fruit juices. So you can't bring me a raya from that Mishnah. It's not because it's not the way you approached this fruit. It's the fruit juice itself didn't have a shame mashke.
And this is on every single fruit juice except for wine and olive oil.
Right. Exactly. It comes up also in Gemara and Shabbos about
Schita,
right?
Exactly.
But unless it became a minhag, people took upon themselves
that.
Okay. Brachos also, you said?
Yeah, Brachos talks about Zay also. That's where the Zay
also, exactly. Zay also comes up, right?
Yeah. I remember something where it's Israel. It was high school. Post high school.
Say it again?
Post high school, remember something.
But now the Gemara says, so that's the case. All Yisurim Shabbat Torah, you have to eat it or get hana the normal way it's done. However, there's an exception, says Abai. Amar Abai Hakol Modim B'Kalay Akerem Shalok Nalen Afilu Shalok Derech Hanasan. Kalay Akerem, special type of kalayim that you have a vineyard, grapes mixed with the Zeroi, Mechita, normally other type of grain, that's going to be Kalay Akerem and Issa Deraisa. Kalay Akerem, you get Malchus Afilu Shalok Derech Hanasan. Even though you don't get the normal hana, this will still be an Issa Deraisa and get Malchus. Why is this an exception? My time, huh? Mishum de loksiv be'achila. It doesn't say achila in the context of Kilei Akerem. Only when it says achila do you have to do it derech hanasan, but here it doesn't say that.
But Kilei Akerem you're talking about because the Issa is even keeping planting or keeping it planted. So is this talking about actually eating, or is it the Issa of just keeping, let's say, something, keeping the, not uprooting it?
Right, so this is talking about the eating aspect of it. If you were to eat it in an abnormal way,
once it becomes what the once it becomes kadosh, it becomes us, or you ate it.
Right. Exactly. So since you then say achila, Rashi quotes the pasuk. Rashi, four lines from the bottom, he says kilei akerem ksiv pen tikadosh hamleya. The mashma lo sen amimenu el teshefenu. The implication is not to burn it. Who pen lav, who it's a lav, but doesn't say don't eat it. So since it doesn't say in the form of achila, so any way you get hana, any way you could get, you should get malchus. But all the other cases, it says achila, arlas is achila, chametz, all those things have to be bederach hanasam, bederach achilasam. So the Gemara says, Mesi ve Isi ben Yehuda, he asks the following question. Omer, he said, Isi ben Yehuda says the following, minayin lebasar b'chalav shu asar, how do I know it's asar, basar b'chalav, to eat it? So it says, right, because it's lo savasha b'gidi achayel v'imo, it says you can't cook it, never says an isar achila. So the Gemara says, Nemarkan kiam kadosh kadosh ata. It says in the context of bas b'chalav don't your anam kadosh. Nemar lahalon. It says elsewhere anshe kadosh shi'oni. I think in the context of a treifa. Is that right? I think by treifa it says that. So malahalon aser afkan aser. Just like by treifa, the lashon kadosh kadosh. Just like you have to be anam kadosh in the context of treifa, which you can't eat. So to bas b'chalav, through that gzeir shava, you can't eat it either. So v'ainly elo b'achila. I only know you can't eat bas b'chalav now through this gzeir shava of kadosh. How do I know you can't get hana either from basar b'chalav? Of course, we know there are three surim by basar b'chalav. You can't eat it, you can't cook it, and you can't get hana. So what's the source of hana? So some say it says, three different times. Exactly. So there's a different price that the Gemara uses. The different source as to the isr hana. So the Gemara says, minayin, amrish kal v'chomer. This is the kal v'chomer you learn it from. What's the kal v'chomer? Ma arla shlo nevda ba'avera asur b'hana. There's no avera. When I want to plant an apple tree, any fruit tree in my backyard, so there's no iser planting it. I just can't get hana for the first 3 years. That's the halacha. But I didn't do an avera, yet there's still an iser hana to it. So bas b'chalav shenevda b'avera. Bas b'chalav, what was the avera? I was mevasha, lo sivashel gedi b'chalav imo. I can't put them together. So when I violate an iser, is it not eno din she iser hana? Even more so, there should be an iser hana. Again, arlo, there's no avera, yet it generated iser hana. So when there is an avera by bas b'chalav, isn't it a kal v'chomer that there should also be an iser hana? So that's the kal v'chomer we want to use to teach me an iser hana for bas b'chalav. We haven't gone yet to our question. This ultimately is going to bring a question to us about kilei akerem. So we haven't gotten there yet.
A little bit off for a second.
Sure.
When it comes to bas b'chalav, if someone has a dog, forget knifing, it's all that for a second.
Mm-hmm.
But the food itself, like most dog food, is bas b'chalav.
It's a big question. It's a big shot. The question, Rabbi Sablowski used to go, he used to tell us when I took Hilchas Yerder with him, Bas B'chalav, he said he used to go to the pet store, he and his family. So his wife would take the kids around looking at animals, and he would sit looking at all the ingredients and memorize which ones had chicken and milk in them. Because chicken and milk is not Issa Deraisa, there's no Issa Nar of the chicken and milk. But if it had Basar in it and milk, then it would be more a problem. The Issa Nar only applies to Basar B'chalav, not Ulf B'chalav.
But most of the dog foods today are meat.
Yeah, but it has to be basatar.
It has to be a lot of factors till the isar hana kicks in.
I
would call Rabbi Sablowski, at least when I took it 7 years ago, he had memorized all the different products. So he might know which ones are good, which ones aren't.
Today they're very different products. So they're all about like that healthy.
I guess you have a new business going
to. You're on the Star K.
Most of you don't know
that. Hamid's also.
Right, yeah. Yeah, the Kasha organizations would know this.
There you go. Star K has
a
thing on there.
Sorry.
Okay, so now we have this. This is the kal v'chomer. We're using arla as a source. Again, arla has no avera that was done, yet there's an isra hana. So to basar b'chalav, which has an avera, should generate the isra hana. The Gemara says you can't bring that as a raya. Because ma'ala arla shekin lo ha'yis lo ha'shas ha'kosher. So arla never had a moment in time where it was actually mutter. It was, since it was created, since you planted it, it was always asa because of arla. So therefore, there's a chumra to it. Tomer bebas b'chalav shahayis lo shas kosher. Are you going to apply that to chametz, which has a certain kula? What was a kula? The bas b'chalav, and initially the basa was permitted and the chalav was permitted individually. You put them together to create an iser, but individually they're both kosher. So maybe there's a kula one should attach to bas b'chalav and not apply the iser hana. So Gemara says chametz of pesach yochiach. That'll prove to us because shahaya lo shas kosher. Chametz, of course, at one time was kosher, was mutter. Yet v'asir b'hana, but it was still asir b'hana. So we see elsewhere that something that originally was once kosher and mutter can turn into something that's asir b'hana. So to bas b'chalav, we should say the same thing. Even though at one time, point in time, it was mutter to eat, it could be generated in asir b'hana. Whereas you can't bring a raya from chametz, because ma chametz to pesach shkin anush karis. chametz has attached to it an onesh of karis, stringent onesh. You can't apply that to bas b'chal, which doesn't have onesh karis attached to it. Tomer bas b'chal, which ain't onesh karis. So Gemara says, "Oh, kilei kerem yochicha." That will tell us because kilei kerem she ain't onesh karis the va'asubra nara. Kilei kerem, if someone were to eat it, so you don't get karis for it; you just get malchus for it. But we know kilei kerem from the pasuk we said pentik. Tikdash, that there's an Isser Hana. So just like that, and so to Bas Bechav, that there's no Onesh Karis, yet you could still have Isser Hana. So that's the whole back and forth, the source of Bas Bechav. So why are we bringing this? What was the relevance to us? Yeah. So once we establish this as the source of Isser Hana for Bas Bechav, what's the relevance for us? We're talking about Kilei Kerem. Gemara says, "V'im Isa, if this is true, what we said before, that Kilei Kerem is more machmir than other Yisurim Shabbatorah. Kilei Kerem is the exception that even Shelo B'derech Hanas and Yirali of Isser, the Gemara should have said as follows, Nifrich, ask, Mala Kilei Kerem, Shekein Lokan Alein, Afilu Shelo B'derech Hanas. The Gemara should have asked that, how could you use Kilei Kerem as a source for Basa B'chal? We're saying Kilei Kerem, so there's no karis to it, yeah, there's Isra Na. It's a kula because there's no Arnish Karis, so to Bas Bechala, which has no Karis, it also have Isra Na. Whereas, no, there's a Chumra attached to Kilei Kerem. Kilei Kerem, you violate the Isra, different than any other Isra Rishabat Torah. You violate the Isra, even Shelo Kedar Chanas, and that's the Chumra. So such a Chumra should also have another Chumra attached to it, the Isra Na. But you're going to tell me Bas Bechala, which only is violated the Isra through Hakder Chanas, and you're going to apply an Isra Na there as well? Kilei Kerem is a Chumra. The fact that the Gemara, this Brisa, does not ask that way seems to say that Kilei Kerem is only violating the Isra Bidder Hanasan. Because if it was Shelo Bidder Hanasan, the Gemara should have asked such a Chumra that applies to Kilei Kerem.
And therefore you can compare it to
Bas B'chav. So Bai Tomer, says Bai Tomer, B'mai Tomer, what are you going to respond? B'Bas B'chav, Shein Lokin Ela Der Hanasan. You're going to tell me Bas B'chav is only Lokin Derech Hanason, is that the other side, the Tomar? Atu Bas B'chav Achila Ksivabay? Does Bas B'chav say Achila? We said no, there are three psukim that are all repeated. Lo Sivashel Gediba Chalev Imo. Doesn't say Achila anywhere. So what comes out, Bas B'chav also, you're going to violate, it's another exception. You'll also get Malkos Shelo Derech Hanason. Because why was Kilei Kerem, why did we say Shelo Derech Hanason, you violate the Isser Kilei Kerem? Because it didn't say Achila. Says it by Bas B'chav also doesn't say Achila. So Bas B'chav is going to fall into the same category as Kilei Kerem, that you're going to violate the Isra even Shelo K'derech Hanason. And you can't ask the Kash anymore, yeah.
Again, so basically he's trying to prove that Bas B'chav of your Chayav even B'derech Hanason. Why?
Even Shelo.
Right, even Shelo, right. Because it doesn't say Achila.
Exactly.
But this is according to the limud of the three psukim, or according to the limud that we said before?
According to the limud we said before, within this limud.
Within that limud.
Yeah.
But according to the limud of the three psukim, it's just Achila, Hana, and what's
it? Bishel.
And Bishel.
Well, can't you say the same for both? Because both have an Isser to combine. You can't combine wheat and grapes no matter what, even if it's not for Hana. You're not going to get Hana from just combining them. So too, by Basra, you're not going to get Hana by just combining, but they're still both Usser.
So that seems to be a very nice connection between the two of them. The Gemara doesn't take that approach, the fact that it's combining two things that are Mutter to something that's Usser. That is an interesting connection, though.
Uh-huh, because the Isser is really, right, you're right, the Isser is happening, not at the moment of
Achila. Right. But in terms of your question about the three sources, the Gemara is not working within that right now, about the three sources, Lo Shalashel. Yeah. It's working through this Kal V'Chomer. The Kal V'Chomer should have been rejected because in the end we used Kilei Kerem as a source of Bas B'chalav. And we said Kilei Kerem as a Chomer because Kilei Kerem can be violating the Isra even Shelo Kederech Hanasan.
So he said Enachinami.
Yeah, exactly, Enachinami. Bas B'chalav also can be Shelo Kederech Hanasan because it doesn't say Achila. Okay. So the Gemara says V'idach, the Kamosiv, according to the other, who had the kasha, Savar lahachika gamar mi nevela, ma nevela derech hanasa at Bas B'chav derech hanasa. No, that's why nevela is used as the source. When nevela is used as a source, as achila, it comes to tell me anywhere else in the Torah, it always has to be derech hanasa. That's what the response would be. The one who asked the kasha on this gemara said, you can't learn from Kilei Kerem. Kilei Kerem shelo b'derech hanasa, they're going to respond. Let's look at Rashi v'nevela.
So they are, meaning that the people who ask the question, they don't hold that that the basar v'chalav is even asur v'na'alo, not...
Shilo b'derech hanasam. Exactly, yeah, I think that's what's going on, yeah. Right, I think that's what's going on here. Let's see, is that right? In the Vela. What did we learn the Vela from before? Okay, so Rashi quotes this whole thing that there's a special limit of bas b'chalav from Nevela. Rashi says lav dafka Nevela, it's really from Trefa, and he quotes the Gemara in Chulin that we connect bas b'chalav to Nevela, which is really Trefa. So you're right. When it comes to Kilat Kerem, you violate the Issa even Shalok Derech Hanasan. Bas b'chalav, you can't say that, because bas b'chalav is learned out from Nevela, which we're using now really as Trefa if you look at Rashi. So you dafka, even though it doesn't say Achila by bas b'chalav, through this Limud, you can only violate through Derech Hanasan. A special Gzeres Kasev by Bas B'chav, only Derech Hanasan you violate the Isser. Well, no, based on this Limud to Trefa, Rashi quotes the Gemara in Chulin, which we don't have time for now, right. But he quotes the Gemara in Chulin, which tells us that Derech Hanasan is the only way by Bas B'chav, so that in fact there is a Chumrah by Kilei Kerem, that you could violate it even Shalok Derech Hanasan. Mashenkin bas b'chalav only k'derech hanasan
works. But what Rashi is saying is that you cannot be more chamor than what you're learning from. Is that what Rashi is saying?
Rashi says, based on this concept, that the fact that Kilei Kerem has a chumra, which is even shalok k'derech hanasan, so it makes sense to have another chumra, namely that of Isser Hana. As opposed to something else that's more mekel, you can't apply the sign that's more mekel. Bas b'chalav, only k'derech hanasan, who says you could apply Isser Hana there as well? You can't use something more chumra like Kilei Kerem as the source of Bas B'chalav.
It's
going
right. To be apples to apples.
Right.
Okay. So you go in the pasuk though, it says you can't cook it. That's not Derech Hana, and you're still getting Isser from Bas B'chalav.
Right, so Bishel is a different Isser. The Isser we're dealing with is like Hana and Achila.
Right.
So says the Gemara now. Now the...
Abaye,
I'm talking about Abaye.
I think we did
Abaye. Yeah.
Can we repeat
the Idach? The Idach to Kamosivla, the one who asked the question in the first place. Savralahacha kagamay minevela. This is why we learn bas b'chalav minevela. Ma nevela derech hanasa, bas b'chalav derech hanasa. Even though Kilei Kerem doesn't say achila and even shalok derech hanasa, bas b'chalav dafka derech hanasa. That's how they would say. No, you could learn from the veil all you want, but in the end of the day, it doesn't say achila by bas b'chalav. And if it didn't say achila, it must be that even shalok derech hanasan, you violate the iser bas b'chalav. So now the Gemara says, "V'lifroch mal kilei kerem shekein lo haisa lo shas hakosher." So Shiva asked the following question: that okay, we had this whole kavachomer that kilei kerem, according to the Brisa, kilei kerem was the source for bas b'chalav iser hana. So Shiv asked a different question. Shiv said that Kilei Kerem never had a moment in time in Shas HaKosher. The second you start planting the Zera and the Geffen together, it was also right away. And there's an Isser Hana. You're going to apply that to Basar B'Chalav, which had a Shas HaKosher, where the Basar independently and the Chalav independently were both Mutter?
You're saying the case where they were planted separately and then they made its way together.
Oh, so Gemara is going to address something like that, exactly. So Gemara says, Amar Ba'ada Bar'ava Zosomer. So this comes to tell me that Kilei Kerem Yikarim Nesarim. So let's the whole the Hayisalahen Shasa Kosher Kodum Hashrasha. So there are two moments in time where Kilei Kerem could take effect. There's a machlokas. Either could take effect in the roots, or it could take effect when it grows above ground. So let's talk about. Let's say talk about growing above ground. So you only can acknowledge that which grew above the ground once it was above the ground. I mean, the fact that you planted them separately and they're both mutter. That's something different. Once it starts growing above ground, that's a different entity now. You don't view that as a continuation of the Zera below the ground. Once it starts coming above ground, it's a new entity. And when it came above ground, it's now Usr. There was never a moment in time where it was actually Mutter to eat. It was always Usr once it became above ground. That's when the Gemara had Havmin to think, Shalob Shas Kosher. There was never a Shas Kosher. But if you say the Issa Kilei Kerem does not take effect above ground, but when it starts taking root below ground, So then what you said, once you plant the zera and you plant the gefen, they're mutter right now. Only once they start growing together below ground and root taking root, that's when the iser takes place. So there was actually a moment in time where shasa kosher, because when the seeds were planted separately, they were both mutter.
Right, but let's say in the case, there are many cases, but not. Let's say, you know, the Mishnah says clear. Let's say if you put like a something to hold it, like, and then you transfer it over, then it becomes asur at that moment, not before. Meaning, if you create some kind of a hanging vine.
Right, not to snuck of or something
right.
Like that. Mm-hmm.
And so before they were both mutter, at the moment that you create the hanging vine, that's when it becomes asur.
I thought only when something starts growing.
I think the Mishnah speaks.
Yeah. So I don't remember.
Because let's say you have a vine here and you have the wind takes it over. There's a whole, the whole Mishnah just talks about that, I think. That it becomes.
Can they come throwing it in one hand?
Not like when Polis Yad?
Yeah, throwing it
right.
Yeah. In
right,
the
but
hand.
No, but Lea Kerem is different, I think.
But this is it? Chita, I thought you need Chita, Geffen, and Sower, something in one pull.
One throw.
Yes.
So you mean the mission is all Midi Rabbanan, we're talking here the right one.
Yeah, I wish I knew more about Kila Kerem. But
I learned
right.
Not long ago, but I okay.
But from this Gemara, it's the Isser takes place once it starts taking root. So
right.
Once you're talking about the whole concept is below ground, so then Shelo B'Shat, there was a moment in time where they were independent and they were both mutter below ground. The Zera and the Geffen were both mutter. Once they started growing together and taking root, the Isser was created. But there was a moment in time where it was a Shas Kosher, so you cannot ask a Kasher to Basar B'Chalav. You can say, what do you mean? How can you learn Arul as a Kilei Kerem as a source? Kilei Kerem had a time where Shelo B'Shat HaKosher. No, it did have a Shas HaKosher. So says the Gemara now, Mesa Rav Shemaya HaMavir Otet Snokuv B'Kerem. If you pass over a pot which had a hole in the bottom of it, you pass it over a kerem, and in this pot you had chita, let's say. Im hosif masayim aser, hosif in la hosif lo. If it added on 200, so then it's going to be aser. If it didn't add on, only if it added on, if it didn't add on, not. So what's this talking about here? So, right, so the Rashi goes on to the whole amount here that you need 200 times kila kerem to make it batal. So this is a case, Rashi explains that originally you had 199 things of Geffen, let's say.
I think the thing with Kila Kerem is that it has to grow one 200th of what it was before to become Asa.
1/200th.
Meaning, exactly.
Meaning
if you have 200 inches, it had to grow to 201
exactly.
To become Asa.
So this case is it had 199, it grew to 200.
Right.
You only have 1 to 200, you need 1 to 201.
One, right.
So there's an Isser. But the Gemara makes a diak only because the host, only because it added on. But if it didn't add on, so it wouldn't be a problem. So only adding on, what does hosif mean? Hosif means when it grew above ground. Not talking about in the state of hashrasha, hosaf is an implication of growing above ground. So it seems to reject what we just said. It's not about hashrasha. Says the Gemara, Amarava trei kroi ksiv. There really are two different sources. Ksiv hazera u ksiv hamalea. Haketzad. Zarua me karo bashrasha. Zara uba hosif in la hosif lo. If it's talking about something you planted initially on your own, so then it all goes about hashrasha. So hashrasha, then there's a moment in time where they're both shas kosher. But if it already was planted and then you're coming to be mosif, then it goes based on above ground growth. Should try to get the next few lines in?
Yeah.
5 minutes? Should I get in? Amar Rabbi Yaakov, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mechol, Meshapim, Chutz, Me'atzeh Asherah. You're allowed to use anything you want to bring as a medicine, except for Atzeh Asherah, that which is used for Avodah Zarah. If there's a real danger, you could use. You could use anything in the world to help pikuach nefesh. If there's no sakana at all, then you can't use any iser. Just for fun, you can't violate an iser deraisa for any type of refuel. Just stam. There really is a danger. But you still cannot use avodah zarah things. All of these things seem to be the same thing we say in Shema. Ela lomar lecha to come to tell me im yesh adam shegufo chavav alav mimamono. If there's a person who likes himself much more than his property, lechach nemar b'chol nafshecha, you're supposed to give your life up for Hashem. There are other people whose property is more chaviv to them than themselves. Give all your money up. So when it says sometimes you have to give your life up, you give your life up for Asherah. You can't violate an Issur D'oraisa of Avodah Zarah, and the Gemara will see tomorrow morning the continuation. There are three, the big three, you can't violate in order to save yourself. So this case of Asherah, you cannot violate Asherah for the purpose of misrapping.
One second. That's telling you that he cannot basically. That for him is the whole thing of the Asherah, or what's the limit here? I understand.
The limit here is that there's certain times when a person has to give his life up for Hashem. So what are those times? The Gemara says it must be this time. When you're very sick and you need the only way out to be refuah is through Avodah Zarah, that's when you give your life up.
What does it have to do with Mashachem Yodecha? What does it have to do that for some people is Mamon is Chaviva Miguf and some people have...
Oh, this is just the Pasuk making a drasha of the Pasuk.
It has nothing to do with our Indian.
No, it is, because we're saying, what's an example? Once we establish that a person has to give his life up, what's an example? When would someone have to give their life up? Sigmar says this must be the case. When a person is so sick and he needs his life, but the only way to save his life is to violate a big Avera of Avodah Zarah, that's the time where you're supposed to give your life up. That's the example.
I didn't see the connection, though. So the can't give it up by Avodah Zarah.
Well, the Chazal used this application. They made the Pasuk's telling me that you have to give your life up for something. Where, what's an example? Chazal said, this is the example. Yeah. This is the example you have to give your life up. Okay, so we got it in Baruch Hashem.